These beautiful things that I've got.
The polls are open.
We got pink tickets here in like a second on the Brett Maga Show. So hang out with us as we talk about the Olympics. No matter what, you just get sucked in. All of a sudden, it's just everywhere, and you're locked in. You're cheering for sports you never thought you'd be cheering for. When it comes to, I just saw this. U.S. is now tied for gold medals and then has the lead for most medals. Do you care more about getting more golds, or do you want more medals when it comes to the leaderboard? What are you locked in more on? What do you think we care more about?
I just think the medal count matters.
That's what it seems like. They seem like they care about the medal count.
Yeah, it used to not be that way. Because, I mean, I think back in the day, well, you know, and where if, like, somebody was supposed to get gold and they got silver, they were like, well, you know, we don't care about them anymore. I think this Olympic has been very big about, you know, like, I think about the men's gymnastic team right away. You know, the Clark Kent kid who got the bronze.
The entire gymnastic team got the bronze.
Yeah. And we care about the fact that they got the bronze. It doesn't matter if they didn't get gold. We're just glad that they medaled. So, yeah, I think it's the medal board.
I do agree with you, but I will say because all countries aren't the same sizes and they don't represent the same amount of athletes, obviously, I think gold is a big factor. Like, if you send one guy over and he wins a bronze, then...
You're pumped?
You're kind of like, I don't know, you kind of wish he would have won gold.
I don't know. If I'm talking to someone and they're like, oh, I'm an Olympic athlete in soccer, I'm going to be like, oh, well, are you a bronze? Because if you are... I don't know. You're an Olympic gold, or you're Olympic medal
winner.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I really care unless you get gold.
Yeah. I know, kind of the same way.
Yeah.
We're on this medal count. I'm like, when we were losing in gold, I was like, we gotta step it up. Like, we gotta get some golds. I just think of Michael Phelps. Like, if you ain't first or last, Ricky Bobby style, man. Like, he just had all those gold medals. He wasn't wearing his silver medals in those cool pictures we see.
Yeah, like
we're
Katie Ledecky.
We're spoiled. Even watching some of the swimming, you know, if we haven't won gold in some of these races, you kind of feel a little defeated.
Dressel, who won gold, didn't win it this year, and everyone's like, damn, bro, you ain't no Michael Phelps.
Do you think that's what it is, though? Certain athletes, they have to win the gold? Like, if our Dream Team 3 or whatever one number we're on right now doesn't win gold, okay, I can see disappointment. I understand that.
I just think when you look at the medal count, everyone gets excited, but everyone kind of gravitates towards gold. True. And it's like, well, are we winning the gold?
We weren't for bronze.
We weren't until recently, and I think everyone was kind of eyeballing it. Like, we got a week left. Like, let's make sure we get enough gold.
The polls are open.
All right, how about pink tickets? You can win gold for that. Just be a call right now, and you get to play Hannah's Homeschool for some pink tickets. 314-531-9898. We'll give you pink tickets, and you play Hannah's Homeschool.
Thanks for listening to the Brett Megan.